there is a well-established halachic principle that you're allowed to daven Maariv and begin Shabbat from the time of day known as Plag HaMincha, which is 1 1/4 variable hours before the end of the day. And as a consequence, we know that there's a widespread tendency that certainly in the northern hemisphere, that and certainly in the summer months when sunset can be quite late in the evening, that we do this on Friday nights in particular. However, on the first night of Shavuot, many of the communities do deviate from this practice and don't commence Yom Tov until just prior to nightfall. The source of this practice is found in the Achronim and is based on comments attributed to the Shla. Since the Torah declares that the Omer period must be Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot, 7 complete weeks, it's suggested that if one were to commence the festival early, then Shavuot would be celebrated before the conclusion of the 7 weeks in their entirety, thereby detracting from the completeness. The Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they all write that Maariv should not be recited before nightfall on the first night of Shavuot, though the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan say that only Kiddush needs to be delayed until this time, and as actual fact you can daven Maariv early. However, on the other hand, there are some authorities who are hesitant about delaying the commencement of Yom Tov till nightfall, since this obviously doesn't enable one to add from the profane to the holy or fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet, which is our normal practice on Erev Shabbat and Yom Tov. And though this doesn't pose a problem for the Rambam, who's of the opinion that the requirement of Tosefet only applies on Yom Kippur, the other Rishonim apply it to all Chagim and Yom Tovim, and accordingly Shavuot has to begin prior to nightfall. However, significantly, the Netziv in the Meshiv Davar, he resolves this difficulty by making a novel suggestion that since the Torah states that Shavuot should be celebrated Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on this very day, there's no requirement of Tosefet for Shavuot and there's no need to start the festival early. However, there are other authorities, Rav Henkin and Shuvot B'nei Vanim, expressed the reservations about the entire logic of the requirement to delay the commencement of Yom Tov. They reason that if the recitation of Maariv turns the previous day into the next day, then the 7 weeks are completed in their entirety when Maariv is recited. But if, on the other hand, Maariv doesn't turn one day into the next, and merely imposes the Kedusha of the next day on the current day, then the Tmimot of the 7 weeks is not affected by the fact that Maariv has been recited early, so it doesn't matter in any event. A further consideration, I think, is the fact that the interpretation suggested by the Shla, that you need this Tmimot, doesn't appear in Shas, in the Midrashim or in the Rishonim, and it conflicts with the comments of some of the Rishonim who use the same Pasuk to require one to account the Omer as early as possible on the second night of Pesach and on subsequent nights, so that there will be Tmimot in the completeness of the weeks and the completeness of each day. So I think that in light of all these considerations, and combined with the practical realities of what is quite a late nightfall for us, 10 o'clock or even later, and whilst we're reluctant to dismiss the rulings of the halakhic giants such as the Taz and the Magen Avraham out of hand, we should have a lenient application of what can be regarded as a halakhic stringency. So Rav David Zvi Hoffman, who's the author of Melamed Lahoil, writes that since most poskim are of the opinion that in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash and the Korban HaOmer, Surat HaOmer and the Tmimot requirement is simply a mitzvah midrabanan, therefore, a mitzvah midrabanan we can treat leniently, and the definition of nightfall in such an instance is going to be Bein HaShmashot, which begins, at least in a practical sense, at Shkia, at sunset. Rav David Zvi Hoffman also favours the ruling of the Magen Avraham, who only requires that Kiddush rather than Maariv is delayed till this time, and therefore he says that it's acceptable to daven Maariv early and then to make Kiddush after Shkia. Rav Avadia Yosef in Shelot and Tshuvot Yichavedat also writes that even though it's preferable where possible to follow the ruling of the Taz and the Magen Avraham, where it's not possible, then one's allowed to make Kiddush even before sunset. I think a further consideration also justifies davening Maariv and making Kiddush early on the first night of Shavuot is a reality that if one davens late, then lots of people are going to be tempted to eat the Yontif meal before davening, and then after davening just to have a kiddush and a light snack. But there's actually a halachic requirement that Yontif meal should be eaten after Yontif's been properly brought in. And it's actually incorrect to eat a formal Yontif meal in the immediate pre-Yontif hours. And I think also a consideration is the Simchat Yontif for one's family, especially if one's got two young children who can perhaps be up to eat dinner at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening. But at 10 o'clock or 10 o'clock, they're going to have either gone to bed or be very irritable. Then there is a mitzvah of Simchat Yontif, which is Doraita. And I think that's also an important consideration to factor in here. So therefore, whilst I would say that under optimum circumstances, people would want to abide by the stringent rulings of the Taz and the Mishnah Brura and would delay davening Maariv until Nacht, it's not always practical. In such instances, I think one can daven at an early time and then wait until Shkia, which is a little bit after 9 o'clock, before making Kiddush and starting the meal. And if necessary, that's if one's got young children who can be up, that's from Plagha Mincha, or even 9 o'clock is a late start for them, then I think there are good grounds to allow eating earlier. On the other hand, as I say, that a person who it's not a major inconvenience for them to wait until Nacht before davening Maariv and eating, Tavo Alehem Bracha, Adkan.